on all of Vancouver Island. That's CFAX 1070 in Victoria. All the others have switched to FM. It's not that they've gone. They've just switched from AM to FM. So there's the trend.
Hey, you could probably scoop up an AM license a lot cheaper now. You want to get started a radio station, Jim? You got some equipment hanging around?
Yeah. I've got a transmitter that transmits on the AM band, 100 watts. That doesn't get quite as far as 50,000 watts. I think CKNW is 50,000 watts. That's a lot of juice. I wonder what the electricity bill is. And CBU 690, they were 50,000 watts, but they cut their power down to half, 25,000 watts, and they reduced the number of towers from 4 towers to 2 towers. So there you go, downsized. Yep, that's the story on the AM band, amplitude modulation. We do AM on the 2-meter band. 144.450 is the AM frequency. Oh, and tomorrow is the sideband net on 144.225 on the lower end of the 2-meter band there. And after the sideband net, we go to AM. Good old-fashioned amplitude modulation with a carrier and both sidebands on either side. Yes.
Jim, if you start yourself a radio station there, forget the 50,000, you need a 100,000 watt amplifier, but you're going to have some shielding so you don't fry yourself or radiate yourself down below. You want to cook yourself, so you might need some shielding below. No tinfoil hats are allowed, so you're going to have some shielding there. If you had the 100,000 watts, you may cook yourself downstairs. Anyway, hi, but anyway, there you go.
Yeah, I'd have to change my name to R.F. Burns. What a name, R.F. Burns. Well, there's a 50,000 watt power limit in Canada and the United States, but Mexico did not have that power limitation. So there were stations all along the border, the Rio Grande, and all the way to Tijuana. They were called Mexican Border Blasters. I used to listen to them here. Wolfman Jack was on several of them. XERF 1570 and XELO 800 in Ciudad Juarez. They were 150,000 watts, if not more. And you could easily hear them in the Vancouver area. The Mexican Border Blasters.
Well, you set yourself an HF RF link and hit it down there, whatever the maximum is for Canada, and then bounce it off there worldwide make it like crossbanding, but not really like a crossbanding type thing or whatever, and blast it from Mexico to 150,000 watts.
Yeah, I think Cuba does that too. I don't think they have a power limit there either. Of course, where do they get that electricity from? Well, that's a lot of amps. Volts and amps. Electricity. Well, obviously they had it in Mexico. But yeah, they used to advertise this and that, and magic potions and all kinds of interesting things. Wolfman Jack used to feature on there. I used to hear him on XPRS 1090. He used to boom in here. All right, it's the Wolfman. Back in the good old days. Yep, so what else is new in the zoo? Let's see. I'm just hanging out at the home base here. Nothing too spectacular going on at the moment. The Trans-Canada net ran this morning. I checked into it. There was a net on this frequency here, 694, at 8 o'clock, the ice cap net, and a few others, so that's how things went tonight.
Yeah, Wolfman Jack, you're I don't can quite do the voice. I got to work on that one. I can do Walter Cronkite a lot better. What it is, what it was, what it will be. And that's the way it was. That's the way it is this evening.
Oh, yeah. He had that famous slogan. And that's the way it was. And he stated the facts. Oh, yeah. So, let's see. I don't know if there's anybody else on frequency here. If Merlin is, I wonder if he's checking into the Triple H net.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know that, you know, obviously I'm sure you know this, but you know that he was actually a ham radio operator as well. There, your buddy there.
Oh, yeah. There was a few people that are big in the music world that were amateur radio operators. The Osmonds, a couple of the Osmonds were, and the guy that was in the Eagles and the James Gang, he was a ham operator, and Art Bell, the talk show guy, he was W6OBB, he was a ham, and Senator Barry Goldwater, he was a ham. Oh, and the King of Jordan, he was a ham. He was here once for the Abbotsford Air Show. There you go, a king.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of the King of Jordan was a ham radio operator, and so was Walter Cronkite was one as well. But, yeah, King of Jordan, yeah. He was one of the more pretty famous ones. He was a royalty, and he was a ham radio operator.
Yeah, he could check into a net and say, I'm the king around here.
And you say you can answer back, well, I'm the Kaiser here.
A sense of humor. Oh, yep. So that's what's new in the zoo. Yeah, if you or anybody else out there has 20-meter capability or some of the other bands, plus or minus there, the HF bands might be able to hear some of the communications regarding the earthquakes.
Oh, one more good joke, kind of funny joke for you there. You know, people keep looking for the king and they can't find him. Well, they could say, here I am. Of course, there's some talk about the king, you know, the king of rock and roll, but you can joke around with that one too and say, you're looking for the king, here I am.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. Rock and roll. Boogie, boogie. There's a rock and roll net, by the way, on Monday afternoons at 5 o'clock. The Sounds Good net. The chatter on there and the talk is all about music and rock and this and that and the other thing. I have it running on the Rocks repeater.
Oh, yeah. So I guess they're on that frequency taking care of business.
Yeah, taking care of business. Oh, you know about the net that I'm part of. There's two of us. We're pilot and co-pilot, or dual net controls on Friday night, but later on a Friday night at 10 o'clock. Thank God it's Friday, the TGIF net.
Yeah, I try to drop in when I can. I've been pretty busy recently, but I know the net at 2200 local. Yeah, I know. I know them. I know most of them by now. I've got a whole pile of them in my head, and some of the stuff I've even written down because I forget, but I've got them in my head. I know your sideband one's on there too, but I've just been so busy recently with family stuff. I haven't had a chance to do much ham radio stuff recently.
Yes, multitasking and amateur radio clashing with other events, etc., etc. Have to try and squeeze it in there somewhere.
Yeah, my most recent thing, I went took my dad out for fish and chips not too long ago. Took him out to his favorite place there, and he's 81 years old, but I mean, I don't know. He's getting up there in age, so I sort of spend as much time as I can with him now. And, yeah, other stuff like that. Also, I took him shopping there a few days ago too. So, I'm pretty busy between my own stuff and his stuff. So, there you go.
Ah, keeps a person busy. Oh, yep. Well, there you go. Yep. And Andy's still doing his thing at the store up there on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam, the radio store. Radio-controlled models and so on. I'm not sure about drones, if he's gotten into that branch of radio-controlled or remote-controlled things. But RC cars and trucks, definitely.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if I mentioned to you before, I've actually been to his shop on one occasion. I just happened to be in the area. I stopped in to say hi, talked to him for a little while, and then he took off. But I got the chance to see the shop there and talked to him for a little while while he was at work there and asked him a few questions and stuff and this and that. And, yeah, it was nice there to see him there, and I was going to check his shop out. Just wanted to see it, stop in. I was, like I said, it was not that far away from it. It was only a few blocks down the road, so I figured I might as well just drive by and take a look. I didn't say hi, of course, so I did. I looked around a little bit, talked to him, looked at some stuff in the store, and I said, hey, I'm probably going to get some stuff from him in the future, a few things, but right now I'm pretty busy with what I'm doing right now, but there's a few things I'm going to look into later, a little later on. But, yeah, so very good. Yeah, so, hey, have you been talking to turistas? Have you been a tourist on here I've been talking to? Because I've been on and off this frequency, listening here and there. Have you been talking to any people who've been visiting Vancouver because of all this stuff going on, either just regular tourists or people talking about that game that we know all about that's going on downtown?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people from out of town passing through town, some of them being hams, and they check in here and various other places. Oh, yeah, the Granville Street, well, the mall in particular from West Georgia down to Drake Street or Davie is all shut down to vehicle traffic, and it's turned into a great big street party, like a Mardi Gras. There was so much beer being consumed that the pubs there had to do an emergency order for 300 kegs. Wow, it's a lot of beer. A lot of hooting and hollering, and I was watching some of it on Global TV. One of the girls there, a reporter, she held up her decibel meter, and it read 117 decibels. Wow, that's loud.
And that's against the law, man. That can actually cause hearing damage, over 100 decibels. Where were they handing out fines? Hi. Yeah. Now, I was just kind of curious if you ran into any tourists on here asking questions about Vancouver, places to go or whatever, because I take my radios usually with me, at least a VHF anyway, I usually carry with me. Actually, I carry a VHF and sideband rig with me when I go traveling. I got my little backpack radio, and I can talk to locals and ask them things. I've even used it, the last time I actually used it seriously was when I was in Edmonton. I was looking for a shop, and someone actually, the guy actually pulled in front of us, I think I told you this before, and he pulled his Jeep up, his Willis Jeep, up in front of us and actually guided us all the way to the store we were looking for. So just by using ham radio, I made a contact with somebody there.
Oh, yeah, there's been a few events, like on-air events, besides Parks on the Air, Summits on the Air, and they're usually on the National Simplex frequency, 146.52. And, oh, this coming weekend, of course, you know what that is. Amateur Radio Field Day. The Surrey Club is having theirs. Oh, I didn't catch where exactly. Bear Creek Park or somewhere in Surrey. But anyway, it's Amateur Radio Field Day.
Yeah, they're all doing it all over town. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it this year because I got all some family stuff going on. I may not make it this year, maybe next year. I may stop in for maybe an hour or two and just see what's going on. But I'm not going to be able to participate in the full event this year because of what's going on in life right now. So I got a lot of responsibilities and things like that. And my dad's having health problems, so I don't want to leave him alone for too long. I'm spending a lot more time with him recently because there's no one to help him out if he gets into trouble. My mom's no longer with us, so yeah. So Yeah, it's pretty crazy right now. I got to take care of him a lot, making sure he eats properly and he's taking care of himself, you know, because, you know, at 81 years old, he doesn't feel like cooking much anymore. So either I take him out for dinner somewhere or I end up cooking it for him or whatever.
Oh, boy. Living la vida loca. It's a bummer in the summer, but these things happen. Yep. So that's day-to-day life in the fast lane, day-to-day living.